Well, the heat is on. The average high temperature now about 83 to 84 degrees. We'll be well above that now the rest of the week. In the upper 80s, close to 90 today, and 90 or higher tomorrow and Friday. Now, it's still a ways from record high temperatures, which are generally at least in the mid-90s, but still well above average. And the first real serious period of heat, I guess we could call it, of the year so far, and what's not been that bad a year temperature-wise. But we're going to be tickling that 90-degree mark. The average date for that first 90-degree temperature, we've been talking about this for a while now, is April 29th. So it's not anything unusual, but takes a little bit getting used to, right? When we've had when we're coming out of a winter and spring that's been relatively mild, of course, obviously. And be prepared with lots of water and just isolated inland afternoon thunderstorms today, tomorrow, and Friday. With the sea breeze pushing inland, there'll be about 10 to 20% coverage of rain. In other words, most places stay dry. That's after yesterday's sort of tease, if you will. We had some brief showers pop up with the sea breeze in the afternoon, then some very heavy thunderstorms moved south and southeastward out of Georgia, gave us quite a lightning display last evening. But most of that ended up north and west of Jacksonville for the most part. And now we're in for several days that are going to be dry. And with that building heat, unless you got lucky on Sunday, and in some places got a good downpour last Sunday, we're now working toward 3 weeks without significant rainfall, and that's a significant thing. Good news is Saturday a decent cold front will move across the area and should provide some pretty widespread showers and thunderstorms. That's our next best chance for significant and widespread rainfall. It is just one shot, however, because that cold front will swing on through and push to the south by Sunday. But the good news is that leaves us with a nice end of the weekend, and that's Mother's Day on Sunday, when we could expect partly sunny skies. A somewhat gusty wind out of the north and northeast will bring in drier air and temperatures that will only reach the lower 80s. So there'll be a nice break from the heat and the humidity by Sunday. Now, with a wind out of the northeast, that will mean a heightened rip current risk by late in the weekend. We'll keep an eye on that. But otherwise, a nice longer-term forecast here, and we look out with the in the future here at the 5-day first alert forecast. Also of interest is a developing area of low pressure over the Atlantic in the long term. This is way out there, solid 8 to 12 days away. So the middle and end of next week and beyond, there's a big upper level trough of low pressure over the Atlantic that's going to slowly get pushed toward the west, and it should develop surface low pressure eventually. It's kind of a curious little storm system. At the very least, it looks like it could bring some enhanced rainfall again in the long run for Jacksonville, northeastern Florida. This would not be until late next week or perhaps even the following weekend. But it may also try to take on some subtropical characteristics. That means it's not purely tropical. It doesn't have a pure warm core. But it has some characteristics of tropical systems, and it may try to develop out over the Atlantic. So we'll have to keep an eye on an early season system. It doesn't look like it would be anything real intense, but obviously a talker and something that we'll monitor carefully. We're still almost 4 weeks away from the start of the hurricane season on June 1st, but it is fast approaching. Water temperatures aren't unseasonable, but mild enough to at least support a subtropical system, especially when it starts out like this with an upper-level low-pressure area. And this is Hurricane Awareness Week as well. We've been talking about that much of this week, and you can get more on that in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and at ActionNewsJax.com. In the meantime, stay cool and hydrated with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.